morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know I mean she looks.
One of the great things I get to do is talk to my friends from around the school districts from around the area. And this morning, we're talking to our friends from the Stanton Community School District, starting off with their instructor, Mr. Leland Lance. Good morning, Lee. How are you doing
today? Good morning, Dan. How are
you? I'm okay. We're going to try to figure out just where you're at here. Go ahead and speak
into the mic. All right. Okay,
there we go.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Play with my dials a little bit here. It's good to have you here this morning. And, boy, you brought along some friends with you this morning.
I sure did.
Looks like here in the studio we have Bennett Bates is going to be talking with us today, Pippa King, Amelia Mass, Lauren Jewell, and Sophia Borum are all going to be speaking with us today about the things going on. But tell us why we brought in so many friends this morning, Lee.
Well, we have a pretty exciting thing happening a week from today. We have the musical, elementary musicals, I should say, plural. We have a elementary K through third grade musical, and we'll hear about that in a second, called Pajama Party. And that will start at 6:30, and followed by that will be The Wizard of Oz, and we're doing that with 6th grade, 5th grade, and 4th grade. So I brought five 6th graders with us today that have main speaking parts.
That's fantastic. We're going to get a chance to we're going to go with Bennett Bates first, and he's going to be playing the Tin Man. Now I'm going to be figuring that you're going to be part of the Wizard of Oz Junior presentation. Bennett, tell us who you are and who your parents are, and tell us a little bit about playing the Tin Man.
My name is Bennett Bates. My parents are Paul and Caitlin, and we're from Omaha.
Okay.
And this is my first time ever doing a musical.
Fantastic. Have you had a lot of fun doing it so far?
Oh, yeah. Real fun.
Good deal. Good deal. Is it hard to learn the lines?
It's not really too hard. It took me a while, but it was pretty quick to memorize. So.
Favorite line as the Tin Man is what?
Well, that's you all over.
That's you all over.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. All right. Now we're going to move on to Pippa King. Pippa is going to play the Wicked Witch. Are you on there, Pippa? Okay, go ahead. Hi, Pippa. Tell us your name, who your parents are, and tell us a little bit about playing the Wicked Witch.
Well, my name's Pippa King. My parents are Kristen and Matt King. And something about being the witch is, I don't want to wear the makeup.
Do you find it easy to be evil?
No.
Okay, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, then being evil should not be a problem.
Well,
okay.
I'm the youngest. So.
Oh, you're the youngest. So it's even easier to be evil because then you can blame it on the rest of them.
Yeah.
Okay, have you had fun being the Wicked Witch?
I guess.
Yeah, and you have to wear a lot of makeup as a Wicked Witch? You do, don't you?
Well,
okay.
I have to be green.
Yeah, you got to be green, but that's okay. It's not easy being green. I heard a frog say that one time. We'll have to share that with you later on. Okay, next we're going to go to Amelia Mass. Amelia Mass. Good morning, Amelia. Why don't you tell us your name, who your parents are, and a little bit about being Dorothy in this production.
I'm Amelia Mass, and my mom and dad are Tyler and Samantha Mass. I just enjoy doing everything about Dorothy.
Okay.
It's just fun.
Okay. Do you have a Toto on stage with
you? Yeah. Before the tornado, it's a real dog. Then after the tornado, it's going to be played by a kid.
Okay. All right. Whoa, a magic transformation. Bent up in the tornado.
Yeah.
I tell you, Mr. Lance, he's just amazing how he pulls off these kind of things. That's great. Have you had fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, and have you had to learn a lot as Dorothy?
Like a lot of lines.
A lot of lines.
Yeah.
Okay. Your favorite line as being Dorothy is what?
I kind of just like them all. I don't really have a favorite.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to Pippa. I forgot to ask her favorite her line as the Wicked Witch.
I don't really have a favorite line.
You don't?
But... probably, I don't know. I like telling the monkeys to fly.
Can you say play ball, Scarecrow?
I don't do that.
You don't do that?
No.
Oh, okay. That was always my favorite line from the movie. Let's go to Lauren next. Lauren Jewell plays Glinda in the play. Tell us your name, who your parents are, and a little bit about being Glinda.
My name is Lauren Jewell, and my parents are Terry. I don't know.
Okay.
And then what?
Okay. What about being Glinda? What's your favorite thing about being Glinda?
I'm kind of magical.
They're kind of magical? Okay, do you sing any songs in yours? What's your song that you sing?
I don't know what it's called.
You know what it's called?
It's at the beginning.
It's at the beginning of the show. Okay, so Glenda is the Good Witch, right? So you're different than the Wicked Witch you're standing next to. Okay, and like I said, if you want to see pictures of these folks, go to our webpage at www.kcsifm.com. Click on the studio camera, which is right behind me. You get to see the back of my head because you'd rather see these young people here. Let's give the microphone to Sophia this morning. Sophia Borum is playing the lion in the play. Now, this is a role that I've been in the Wizard of Oz a couple different times, but I've always wanted to play the lion. But you know what? The times I was in, the person that played the lion was exceptional. I could not have done the job that they did. But tell me, what's the most fun thing? First of all, I'm sorry. Tell us your name, who your parents are, and the most fun thing about being the lion.
My name is Sophia Borum. My parents are William Borum and Kayla Riley. And the most fun thing about being the lion would probably the acting of me going from scared to strong to scared.
Okay. All right. So there's a lot of changes in there, right? Okay. But what a fun role to play. It really is. Do you have a favorite part or a favorite line in it?
Probably my very first line or the one that I say, go away and leave me alone to Tin Man.
Okay. Go away and leave me alone. You say that pretty naturally. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Okay. So go away and leave me alone is a pretty natural line for you, isn't it? Okay, great. We're going to go back to Mr. Lance now and have him tell us a little bit more about the production. Lee, what a great group of kids you brought over with you. And I can only imagine that this has been a lot of fun to do.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of fun. But there's a lot of moving parts to The Wizard of Oz, as you can imagine.
Right.
We've got Winkies, guards, and we've got flying monkeys. We have, what else? Oh, the jitterbugs.
Okay.
And that's something that was cut from the original. So that's kind of fun. It's a really fun. They have munchkins. We have the Oz people. Ballerinas. We have the lollipop gang.
Wow.
I'm leaving out something, too.
You're just going to have to come to the production and see.
Yeah, the crows. We have crows and trees.
And trees.
So there's lots of sets and scenery to make.
Okay.
So we've been working on that since early January.
Good.
And these kids are really taking it seriously and working hard.
Good. Now, you all get to get in part of the production of as far as making the sets and the different things that are involved in that, or do you just strictly stick with your lines?
Yeah.
We don't really work on sets, just on our lines.
On your lines. Okay, but there's lots of people to help you out with your production, right? It's not just you guys. Okay, not just the five that are in the room here. But I can imagine if you come to see this production, you're going to see lots of kids involved in different things here. So I'm anxious to find out a little bit more about that. We'll get into that as we get into our news today.
The costumes are a lot. Jody Druvengay, who is our secretary for the elementary.
The amazingly talented Jody Druvengay. Yeah. Known Jody for a number of years.
Yeah.
I know that she has a lot of talent for that and really loves working with kids. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good. That's fantastic. Okay, we got a lot of news that we need to talk about as far as Stanton Schools is concerned. And when you go to speak with your news, please tell us who you are and then with whatever you've been assigned. So, Mr. Lance, I'll turn it over to you.
Yes. Upcoming events. This is from the principal update. The end of the third quarter will be Friday, March 13th. And the parent-teachers conferences will be held on Monday, March 23rd.
Island-wide assessments of student progress. Our elementary students, grades 3rd through 5th, will be taking the ISASPs the week of March 10 through 13. Middle school and high school students, grades 6 through 11, will be taking the ISASPs the week of March 17 through 20. More information regarding testing week will be sent in an email to parents. If you have any questions regarding the statewide test, please contact Mrs. Elwood, Mr. Hartman, or Mrs. McDonald.
And that was Amelia Mass there, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, and who do we have up next?
Myself. Okay. The current job openings, paraeducator, elementary teacher, special education elementary teacher, K-12 physical education teacher, an assistant volleyball coach, junior high and high school football and basketball cheer sponsor, a van route driver, a bus route driver for next year, 26-27, and substitute teachers, paraeducators, kitchen staff, and a bus driver.
Always looking for good help, and if you ever want to join a great team there at the Stanton Community School District, there's some opportunities for you to do it. How do they find out how to join there, Mr. Lance?
They can contact Katie Elwood at kelwood@stantonschools.com or apply online at iowaschoolsspring.com.
Okay, very good. Who do we got up next?
Pippa.
Okay, hi, Pippa. Go ahead and tell us, what are you going to be discussing today?
Teammates mentoring.
Okay.
Teammates mentoring of Stanton is looking for additional mentors. If you want, if you would like to apply to become a mentor, you can find application information at teammates.org. If you have any questions regarding mentoring, please contact either Ashley McDonald or Katie Elwood at 712-829-2162.
Teammates, an excellent program, and I'm glad to see the Stanton Schools is involved in that. Thanks for sharing that with us, Pippa. Now, who gets to go next? Okay, tell us your name.
Lauren.
Okay, Lauren, what are you going to talk to us about?
The high school softball team is doing a fundraiser with Dirt Road Candle Co. out of Lewis, Iowa. The candles are 8 ounces and come in varieties of scents. Candles are $24.95 each. Contact any 8th through 12th grade softball girl if you are interested. Cash, check, or Venmo accepted. Must pay at time of order. Any questions, contact Coach Brad Brady at 712-370-7801. Thank you for supporting the softball team.
Okay, Coach Brandy at 712-370-7801 is the name for that. Okay, who gets to go next?
Amelia.
Amelia. Okay, tell us, what are you going to talk about, Amelia?
Elementary musical is coming up on March 6th. Save the date. The elementary musical are just around the corner on Friday, March 6th. The K through third graders will be performing a super cute musical called Pajama Party. This will start promptly at 6:30 p.m. The third graders will have the spoken lines, and the K through third graders will be singing songs about having a party, mom's expectations before bed, a cozy special friend, and even the possibility of a monster under the bed.
Ooh.
Of course, there will be a special lullaby too.
That's awesome.
Following the short musical will be the 4th through 6th graders production of The Wizard of Oz Jr. You don't want to miss the production that has a real Toto, played by Chonkins King, along with all the well-known characters, along with sets, scenery, props, costumes, and action. You don't want to miss this one. Cost is $5. Tickets can be purchased at the door.
You know, I can tell the theater people, Mr. Lance, they are exceptional readers. They are exceptional readers, which is, of course, something you have to do in order to learn those lines. So, very good job, guys. Who gets to go next, and what are we going to talk about?
Sophia, and I'll be reading about the STD Showcase.
Okay.
Teams performing Stanton Dance Team, IWCC Dance Team, SWCC Dance Team, Studio, Project C, Ryan's Dance Academy.
Very good.
And then March 8th, Stanton Gym starts at 6 p.m. Five admissions, come out and cheer on your favorite dancers and support the teams.
Okay, so a little dance competition going on there. And some of the teams performing will be the Stanton Dance Team, Iowa Western Community College Dance Team, Southwestern Community College Dance Team, Studio 147, Project 6, and Ryan's Dance Academy. That'll be a good time there. Thanks for sharing that with us. Okay, we got some Students of the Week to talk about. Who wants to fill us in about that?
Sophia.
Okay.
Student of the Week, Elliot Myers. Elliot is a hard worker. He does a great job on his spelling test and completing his homework. He comes to school with a positive attitude and shares many fun facts to his peers and staff. Also, Student of the Week, we have
Leilani
Foster. Right. Say. Leilani is a joy to have in class. She is always mindful of others and keeps the classroom clean. She never fails to say, have a good day when she leaves the classroom. Her effort, attitude, and kindness are remarkable traits.
And that's something that she'll take with her along into the rest of her school career and into her adulthood. That's great. Congratulations to Elliot and Leilani on making Student of the Week. Okay, what are we going to talk about next?
Well, it's Pippa again.
Hi, Pippa.
And I'm going to talk about the all-school play. The all-school play, Blather, Blarney, and Balderdash, are inspired by folk and fairy tales from the Emerald Isle by Patrick Rainville, Dorn Get,
ready for laughter, mischief, and a wee bit of Irish magic. In this hilarious and action-packed assembly comedy, three wild and crazy leprechauns set out to help tongue-tied shepherd Finn O'Grady learn how to tell a proper story and win the hand of his one true love. What inspires is a whirlwind of raucous storytelling inspired by beloved Irish folk and fairy tales. With the help of the wee folk of Ireland, Blather, Blarney, and Balderdash bring three delightful tales to life. The Hunchback of Knockgrafton, where kindness earns an unexpected reward, and a cruel rival learns it's unwise to meddle with the little people.
Bennett, The Griffin's Feather, a daring adventure featuring a sneezing girl, a frenzied farmer, a bombastic boatman, and a brave young hero who must pluck three feathers from a hen-pecked griffin to awaken a sleeping beauty. The bird, the mouse, and the cricket, a courageous lass and three magical creatures, risk it all to restore a sore prince's lost laughter. At the heart of it all, shy Finn discovers that stories are treasures that grow richer the more they're shared. Join us for an evening of laughter, legend, and a little Irish luck. Save the date, Friday, March 13th at 6 p.m. Stanton FCCLA students will be having a fundraiser that evening, offering Irish-themed treats. More details will be shared soon.
Well, that's fantastic. That sounds like it's going to be a really good time. And I want to thank each of you for coming this morning, because you now give me something I've been looking for a long time. I've been doing this radio thing for a while, and I'm thinking, I need a name for my radio show. And I'm thinking that Blather, Blarney, and Balderdash is about to cover all the things that I do here on the radio in the morning. That's great. What else do we need to talk about today?
Spirit Week.
Okay. Tell us about it, Bennett.
Read Across America, March 3rd through 6th. Tuesday, the Sleepy Book Pajama Day. Wacky Wednesday, wear wacky clothes, mismatched outfits. Thursday, Green Eggs and Ham Day, wear green. Friday, Cat in the Hat Day, wear red, white, or a hat.
I do not like Green Eggs and Ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. It's funny how you can remember these things from so long ago. Mr. Lance, you got a fantastic group of students here this morning. I'm very impressed with them coming in and reading for us this morning. Tell us, what else is going on with the Stanton schools?
What's cooking?
Okay.
March.
And you're Lauren, right?
Lauren, yeah.
Okay.
Monday, March 2nd, no school. Tuesday, March 3rd, breakfast, Pop-Tart, fruit, juice, milk. Lunch, sloppy joe, cooked carrots, tri-tater, peaches, mixed fruit, and milk. Tuesday, March 4th, breakfast, Wednesday, March 4th, breakfast, cinny mini, fruit juice, milk, lunch, chicken nuggets, baked beans, coleslaw, pineapple, oranges, banana muffin, milk. Thursday, March 5th, breakfast, Bravian donut, fruit juice, milk, lunch on Thursday, chili, carrots, raisins, applesauce, a cinnamon roll, and milk. Friday, March 6th, breakfast, omelet, toast, juice, milk. Lunch, cheesy pull-apart, broccoli salad, carrots, apples, and apple slices, and milk.
You know, I knew eventually we'd get around to the subject that I did best in school, and that was breakfast and lunch. So that was great that you guys could cover that with for me this morning. Once again, thanks for getting up early this morning and being here with me on the radio and being able to be heard by all your parents and everybody out there and informing the people what's going on at Stanton Schools. Mr. Lance, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I just hope you all come over and see it. It's going to be a great show. I'm really proud of the kids, and they're doing a great job. So
thanks for coming in this morning. Bennett, thanks so much for coming in this morning and being with me. I hope you have a great day.
You're welcome. You too.
Thank you. Pippa, thanks for coming in this morning and being with me. I hope you have a good day. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Okay. And Amelia, and are you nervous about me and Dorothy?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, I think you're going to do great.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming up and coming in with us early this morning.
Yeah.
And then we have Lauren is with us. Lauren, thanks for joining me this morning, Lauren. I hope you do well in the world of Glenda, and I know you're going to just knock it out of the park, okay? Thanks for coming in this morning. And Sophia is our final person, and she's going to play the Lion, Sophia Borum. And I hope you do a fantastic job. Do me proud and go out there and do the line as best you can, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
All right. That's the students from the Stanton Community School District, along with Leo Lance, our instructor. And we're happy to have them with us here this morning here on KCSI.
Up in the morning and out to school.
That's going to do it for today's school update.